It is the evening of Tuesday, March 5th. As I enter in prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me. Recalling the day I've lived, treasuring its blessing as I look into God's face and laying its burdens at His feet.
Know that the Lord is God.
Abba Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I ask that you'd not only work through my prayers, but work within me, even beyond my prayers. The laying aside of one appetite with the aid of your Spirit gives rise to another. Tune my taste buds to hunger for your presence, my eyes to see your coming, my ears to hear your whisper, and my lips to savor your blessings, which are showered upon me each day, even this one.
A reading from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Know that the Lord is God. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit make up this beautiful, beloved community, with love so vast that it overflows into all of creation, including me. As Psalm 95 says, "In His hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to Him. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hands formed the dry land." As I enter into this evening, I rest in the power and beauty of the handiwork of the Lord. Lord, in the wildness of this day, help me notice You. Bring order in the midst of chaos. Highlight to me where Your triune love spilled into my day today. Lord, I review the day in your presence. I ask that you would show me where I need stability under my feet. Remind me of your truth, the fact that you are a solid foundation. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old, who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands tonight, Lord.
Know that the Lord is God.
I find it a little bit easier to relate to Jesus as Savior rather than Lord. I know I need rescue. I am very aware of my fragility. But Jesus as Lord? This is not only about realizing my own dust-likeness. It is about submitting, trusting, bowing down, giving of my first fruits, and laying down crowns. This is a real act of the heart, of the will, mind, of the body and spirit, and it is necessary for my formation. King Jesus, you are exactly that, King. I submit to your leadership and your lordship. I cast down my crowns and I offer up the worries that arose this day. Now, as I rest from the work of this day and enter into the evening's rest, I raise my voice again with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to trust you now, laying aside all that nips at my heels. The desire to indulge or escape after a long day, the resentments I may carry from the day's disappointments, and the work left undone I'm tempted to carry with me into rest. I lay this day, all of its joys and trials, at your feet now. As I've become present to you, may I also be fully present to those I will rest with this evening. Amen.